Unit 10, The Lone Eagle. Could you stay awake for 33 and a half hours? That's a long time. Not even a few seconds of doze are allowed. The Lone Eagle did it. Who is he? He is Charles A. Lindbergh. It was spring, 1927. The grassy field was soaked with rain. The tires were sinking into the turf. The plane was loaded with tons of gasoline. It was just enough to get to Paris. The Lone Eagle gunned the engine to get maximum power. He knew the plane was heavy with gas. The soggy turf would make it hard to take off speed. The Lone Eagle waved a signal. The wheel blocks were jerked away. The plane lurched forward. The soggy turf did not let go easily. Would he gain enough speed? Would there be enough runway? The trees at the end were already close. Too close. It was too late to stop. He pulled the stick back hard. Luckily, the plane lifted. The wheels skimmed the top leaves, and prayerful cheers of relief rose from the ground crew. The Lone Eagle quickly waved. He turned northward. First he crossed Long Island South. Then he headed to Labrador. The plane was to fly over land as long as possible, just in case. Then it was all water. He was over the North Atlantic. Ice formed on his wings. The Lone Eagle skimmed the waves. It was warmer there. The ice melted. 33 hours passed. He saw the lights of Paris. He circled. Over 100,000 people crowded the airstrip. He circled again. He found a clear airstrip. He landed. A battalion of police moved in. They had to keep the wild crowd at bay. Everyone wanted to see the hero. He was the first to fly across the ocean alone.